New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Well, Dad used to say, you know, a dollar just doesn't go as far as it used to. And I guess if you're buying fuel or fertilizer, $10,000 doesn't go as far as it used to. But last year, for Chris Weigel of South Central North Dakota, who's a custom silage chopper and he raises cows, and he won $10,000 of free diesel fuel from Claus. And Claus has got their $10,000 fuel giveaway again this year. Joining us from Claus is John Schofield. Hello, John.
Hi, Mick. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You got everybody's attention here now. $10,000. Now, it was not quite as much fuel as it was a year ago, but it's still $10,000 in farm diesel fuel. This is pretty exciting.
Well, it is. It is, and we certainly wish it gave people a little bit more, but certainly these times people are keeping an eye on those fuel costs, and so we've had a lot of interest in our promotion that we've done here for the last 2 years. As you said, a winner from North Dakota last year, and this year, well, who knows? It could be one of your listeners.
Let's make it two in a row.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be awesome. All right, so before we get into the how do we get farmers registered to win $10,000 in farm diesel, why are you doing this?
Well, you know, Claus is kind of a unique manufacturer. We're a little different than a lot of the mainstream domestic producers out there, and one of the things we really pride ourselves on is fuel efficiency, harvesting efficiency as well, but fuel efficiency is something that we've really kind of hung our hat on over the years, and whether that's through our tractors, our Axion and Xerion tractors, or Lexion combines, which I know a lot of the farmers up in your area are using right now. Those Lexion combines are built to be just a little bit more efficient. For example, the Lexion uses just 1.1 gallons of diesel per acre on average versus 1.58 gallons. So you add that up, you got a lot of acres, a lot of farmland to harvest over the course of the year. That makes a big difference. And so we really wanted to kind of use this fuel promotion as a way to, have people really think about how much money they're spending on their fuel these days. I don't think many people are. I don't think it's lost on a lot of people these days, just given the prices.
For sure. All right. Well, yeah, fuel efficient, and they're pretty. I mean, silage cutter or. The self-propelled, the combines, and the tractors that you have. We all are familiar with these Lexion combines and these self-propelled silage choppers that are
Jaguar 4 harvesters. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's jealous. I wish I had one of those, but then they just hire the guy who has one. Tell us about your tractor lineup.
Well, you know, our tractor lineup is a little newer in the market. We've been making tractors for decades at Claus, but we've really only brought it over the pond here real recently. We've got a couple different product lines, including the Xerion tractor, which is our big 4x4 tractor. It's, over 500 horsepower, so a real big, powerful tractor for a lot of the heavy loads. And then we also have our Axion series, which is a little bit more traditional tractor. And it runs anywhere from 250 on up to a little over 400 as far as horsepower goes on it. So we've got a lot of products to choose from, and many farmers in that area may not know that that we're selling the tractors there. So some recent additions to our product line here in North America.
All right. And as far as finding a dealer, do you have dealers that are exclusively Claas dealers, or are they kind of a particular small hometown dealer that also sells Claas?
Well, Butler Ag is in the area, and they're the ones who are selling our equipment up in that area. And obviously they sell a couple different product lines, but Claas is one of them.
Okay, yeah. Now, the color, it happens to be my wife's favorite color, but is it, what? And this might be the design department and not the marketing guy's specialty, but what's the official name of the Claas color? Is it lime green, or is it... some broccoli green. What is the name of the color?
Well, it is the right color green is what we like to refer to it as. It's called seed green, as in a seedling.
Okay.
And the color, actually, our past president picked out that color. He said, you know, it reminds him of seedlings as they start to come up in the spring. And really liked that lighter, brighter yellow, and that is what we've been using for over 50 years now.
All right, super. All right, seed green. I'll remember that. Okay, John, we've held everybody at bay for long enough. How do farmers register for $10,000 of farm diesel fuel?
Well, it's really easy. They just go to our website, which is fuel.claas.com. So fuel.claas.com.
Gotcha. I don't know, you had, I'm sure, thousands of people. There are fewer farmers out there every year, but I'm sure you have thousands of people.
Well, your odds are getting better.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So, again, is there anybody can register? Do you have to be a farmer?
Anyone can register. You have to be over the age of 18.
Okay.
Any farmer out there who wants to win some free diesel fuel for their farm, they're welcome to register. Just go onto our website, fill out the form, and hit submit, and you're entered. Again, that's fuel.claas.com.
And what happens? Does a tanker show up at the farm, or do you get a gift certificate to go to the local dealership, or what happens after you win?
Usually what we've done is we've reached out to the farmer, let him know that, you know, they've won, and a lot of times what we'll do is we'll work with their co-op or wherever they're getting their fuel, and we'll give them a credit on their account just to make it easy so that they don't have to do anything any more than usual to receive that fuel.
Excellent. And so this is not, it's farm diesel fuel, it is the red dye stuff, or is it just $10,000 from their local co-op?
It is for the red dye farm diesel.
All right. That would discourage folks who are not farmers from applying. I just wanted to make sure,
correct. And
you don't want the highway patrolman to pull you over with that in your tank.
No.
Yeah,
that would not be good.
All right. All right, John Schofield, he is the marketing man for Claas America. Thank you very much for doing this again this year. And, hey, if it's South Dakota, we'll still be happy. But if we have a North Dakota winner 2 years in a row, Chris Weigel won it last year, And hey, maybe we can do it again this year up north here. So anyway, John, thank you for doing this. And again, the deadline to register is when?
It is July 31st. So
everybody's busy planting.
Might as well get on the website and register now.
Do it now before we forget. This is like the deer lottery. You know, we got to do it before we don't wait till the end of July, folks. So all righty.
Yep.
Okay, John, thanks. Have a great rest of the week, and again, thank you for this.
Thank you, Mick. Take care.
Yep, bye now. All right, yeah, $10,000 of farm diesel fuel. A wonderful, wonderful promotion from Claus.
For a moment there, I think there was probably a lot of semi drivers were scrambling, too, because they'd like to save $10,000.
Yeah, when it cost $1,000 to fill up a day's worth of diesel fuel, that is... Hey, that's 10 days worth right there, or more, much more. All right, that's Farm Talk for today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to do it again tomorrow, and we'll be here Monday afternoon, too. It's Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Council Studio. See you tomorrow.